Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. They look like a bumblebee, but generally not aggressive. But for Clark County farmer Shane Wiseman, they're a nuisance, and they're getting expensive.
The wood bees are actually just eating the wood is what they're doing. And when they eat the wood, they weaken the structures of the barn. And when we go in to try to house our tobacco or hang it up, the rails won't hold. They give out, they break, people fall out, get hurt, and it weakens the whole structure of the barn in general. They're a real nuisance for us.
Wiseman shared his experiences during a little downtime at a Kentucky Farm Bureau state board meeting. It wasn't an agenda item, but other board members nodded in acknowledgement when he brought it up. He also noted that the bees were not picky.
Not really. It doesn't look that way. They seem to be eating, whether it's pine or oak, it doesn't seem to matter to them. And it doesn't matter if it's a barn that's brand new or if it's a barn that's been there for 60 years.
He noted that the problem is not just rural, but is shared with city folks on occasion, and he thinks its occurrence has been trending upward over time.
It's been a noticeable problem for about the last 10 years, but it seems to be getting worse every year. I guess there's getting to be more wood bees and more wood bees. But it's not just limited to our barns. It's people, you know, that has log homes, anybody that has wood on their house. I mean, they're attacking everything that's wood.
We'll have more in a minute. We'll be right back.
This party is to die for. Look at all the choices. I could fill up my plate with just this chicken. Where did they get all this fabulous food?
We're the Turners from McLean County, Kentucky.
It does make you have a sense of pride when we see our poultry in the store with our name on it.
It's a product we enjoy ourselves.
I've always been taught we're not here just to get it done, we're here to do it right.
We're a Kentucky farm family, feeding Kentucky, feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Poultry Federation and the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
Clark County farmer Shane Wiseman says would-be damage is not hard to spot, and the insect itself has a familiar look.
Just like a regular bumblebee, just a little bit larger, and they won't sting you. A would-bee will not sting you.
Males will not. Females can, but rarely ever do. But they do get busy on that wood.
They just drill a real perfect hole about the size of your pinky finger. It's amazing just to look. I've got boards in my barn. Some of them's got probably 150 holes in them, just like you took a drill and drilled the holes in them.
Other board members at the meeting noted impacted farmers need to be cautious in dealing with this problem.
Yes, sir, because we've got to remember, you know, the bees are important for pollination for our crops as well. So it's kind of a double-edged sword there. You know, what do you do? There is people at home that they say can treat your structures to keep the wood bees from coming in. And they say it will last a whole season or a year. But I've seen barns and things that they've treated and there's still wood bees there. It's not a perfect fix.
We'll have some potential remedies tomorrow. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.